Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try to get this recorded for a fourth time today. I hope that if you have goals, that you were able to work on your goals today. I hope that if you don't have goals, that you have an idea of what you should set as your goals. And I hope that you are moving your life forward for both sets of people. The world is so much better when you're moving forward. Now, I am probably about to discuss topics that are going to make people that consider themselves conservative upset. I don't care. I am going to discuss topics in which we need to work on to be able to honestly succeed. Right now, with Donald Trump, we have a populist movement. And he did some good for this country. I'll admit to it. I'm probably angering some of my family members by saying that. I'll admit to that too. But he did some good for this country. But he based his movement on a populist movement. It's the only way he could get elected. He had to appeal to people who wouldn't normally vote because they felt frustrated. He had to appeal to people who were feeling disenfranchised, and he had to appeal to people who, at the end of the day, don't normally have their voices heard. And hitting via a populist movement causes the left to get angry because you are striking at what they consider their power base when you do something like that. God honest truth, that is the situation. The liberals of this country continue to come after the conservatives of this country by appealing to the emotions of everybody. That's a populist movement. It means that they are appealing to people not via intellect, but through their emotions. That is what Donald Trump did. He appealed to the emotions of people. He went, hey, you're having problems in life, and it's for these reasons, and he used emotions as a way to discuss how we need to do things. It was a successful campaign. In a lot of ways, it was an intelligent campaign. But because of that, it struck at the heart of how liberals campaign, and so it hurt them. And so they struck back. They struck back in a way in which they are constantly going to try to fight him. You know this, I know this, because striking at their power base, not a good thing in their eyes. And they are a unified front. To be conservative means that even among ourselves, we are going to disagree. We are not going to have the same approach to a topic. That isn't a bad thing in a lot of ways. it isn't being able to intelligently discuss topics, not a bad thing. I like being able to hear different voices talk about different topics in a way that is intelligent. We're not getting that via the media. We are not getting that in any way, shape, or form on the news. We're just not. What we are getting is emotional appeals, because these folks are hurting us. They're not. We're not. We're actually making life better on the by giving you a chance to be free. But that is not how it is being viewed by MSNBC, NBC, The View, any of the liberal talking points that have a larger voice. And so they strike out at us via emotional appeals, and striking out on the emotional level has a lot of power. It really does. It has a lot of power. I don't agree with them, but that's because I understand what it is doing to this country by only focusing on the emotional appeals. But we keep allowing the people that are attacking us in that way to have more power over on subjects. We can't continue doing that. And so we have to be able to talk with one another without there being attacks from one another. Number one, let's start out with one simple concept. We need to stop threatening each other. To be conservative means that you have an intelligence, and that intelligence means that you are going to make choices that you believe intellectually are the best choice. Others are going to make intellectual thought processes happen, and they're going to disagree with you because they believe they have a better solution. Now, if you are truly conservative, you are able to listen to what other people are saying and not attack them. You should not be getting on there and using emotions as your way of dealing with topics. It sounds all well and good that we should arrest the people in the government that are committing crimes. Right now, the government is so completely corrupt that you talking about arresting people, who's going to arrest them? Seriously, who's going to arrest them? Because I've already proven via some of my articles that the Department of Justice doesn't even arrest their own when their own commits crimes. They are the ones that would be arresting these corrupt officials. These are the people that would be arresting these corrupt politicians. But instead, unless it's for a show, or unless the people are just completely off kilter in what they do, then the arrests are not going to happen. It looks better in the media for a conservative to be arrested than it does for a liberal to be arrested. So, right now, because of the media, because of the way that the government is, screaming for their arrest helps no one. everybody is aware that the criminals that are in the government needs to be arrested. You screaming down those that disagree with you helps no one except for the liberals. So, we need to stop shooting ourselves in the foot. We need to not have those people who truly can't move forward to stop having a voice in what is going on, because they are harming the conservative movement by their actions. It is making all of us look like we are unable to have a coherent path when we have a coherent path. The problem is that we've got folks that have solutions, that are workable solutions, that are getting shouted down. And they are willing to listen to you as long as you are not trying to scream and shout them down. Constantly going that you need to arrest somebody. Constantly going, oh, this person, I don't agree with this person, so I'm going to threaten them on social media. Now, other than the fact that I think a lot of the people that do that are by no means either Republican or conservative, I think some of those folks are plants, but I know for a fact that some of the folks that make those comments do consider themselves conservative. Whether I agree that you're conservative is an entirely different matter, but there are folks that are voting for conservatives that want smaller government, but do not have the ability to reason with everything that they do, because they have not been taught how to do that. That is what I am going to attempt to do. We have a nation that is under assault. It is happening that we have people that want to do evil to this nation. Some of those folks that are wanting to do evil to this nation are United States citizens. They do not see where that you should have a say because you disagree with them. They are going to try to scream and shout you down. If you take a look, whenever Charlie Kirk or Ben Shapiro or Candace Owens goes to events, people are trying to shout them down. That's a liberal way. They don't want you to be heard, and so they are going to try to scream you down. They're going to try to shout you down. And they are not going to use reason in their arguments. They're going to use emotional appeals. That is the hallmark of the liberal movement, the modern liberal movement. At one time, even the liberals in this country used reason, but they found out that populist movements gain traction so much easier, and so they started appealing to people's emotions instead of appealing to their intellect. Liberals gained a foothold in education, and the instead of allowing for reason to be taught, they have been teaching that your emotions are more important than common sense. So, we have to quit shooting ourselves in the foot. We have to start realizing that our strengths are cold, calm reasoning. We also have to realize is that some of the people that are screaming and shouting in these groups that have these profiles that look like they vote conservative are probably not all conservatives. They are there to make us look bad. We have to deal with that. The sad part is that we are going to have to deal with that. There is no good way of moving forward as a movement if we are constantly having to deal with those situations. So, I am going to say this. We need to step up and show why we need to be voted for as a movement. That means that there are going to be times that we're going to have to look at the folks that are doing the screaming and shouting and look at them and go, quit. Just no. Just quit. What you're doing is doing more harm than good to everybody. You're doing more harm than good to the American people. Your constant need for attention is not a good thing. And we need to keep repeating that to these people. And so I am going to make these statements to you. You should not be sitting there saying all the time that, oh, we need to do this to the crooked politicians and to the liberals. We need to do this and that. And what you say is violent. And what you say is not going to happen. Just because it needs to happen doesn't mean that it will happen. And you constantly screaming the same thing over and over again without any reasoning behind what you're saying other than your emotion, that is not doing anything for the conservative movement. If you are claiming to be conservative, then act with cold, calm reasoning. Seriously. What Mike Pence has recently done was not with cold, calm reasoning. Donald Trump recently said that it was a states' rights issue on the abortion issue. And I agree with them. We need less issues that are on a federal level and more issues on a state level. Why? Because each state has different people living in it. Each state has different reasoning for why that they have certain things done. Now, it might not make a lot of sense as to why certain things are done within these states. California is an unreasoning state that has allowed the liberals to gain or to keep power. You see via the news what is occurring in California. I do not want that in any state that I live in. They have no reasoning that is going on in their state. Whereas Tennessee is trying to make sure that there is reasoning within the state. You take a look at, because unfortunately, once a government, the liberals understand this point, by the way. The folks that are in the GOP, whether they are conservative or not, do not like getting rid of government programs. They don't. You elect Republicans in office that are talking about creating small government, and yet very few of them actually attempt, unless they're not in power and are trying to get, or unless they're not the party that has the most power, you do not see them attempting to remove government programs. It's cold hard truth. Whether you like that truth or not, that is the cold hard truth. Republicans get in power and they keep these programs going. Whether the programs are good or not, they keep these programs going. The reason why they keep these programs going? I have no clue. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I do not understand why the Republican Party is under the impression that they need to keep every government program running when they get in office. Maybe it's because they won't stop listening to liberal media. Maybe it's because they've just lost touch with their base. I don't know. It's confusing to me as to why liberals get themselves voted into office and don't do, I mean conservatives, pardon me, conservatives get themselves into office and then won't vote conservative. And I'm well aware that somebody's going to scream and shout, "Rhino, rhino, rhino." Screaming that helps no one. We're well aware that there is a class of individual that's in the Republican Party that is not conservative. If you don't understand that the Republican Party has always been the not Democrat party, then you've already lost the argument. You've lost an understanding of the real world. Do I like that the Republican Party is the not Democrat party? No, I don't like that. I think that we need to have a conservative party. We don't have a conservative party. We have the GOP that has conservatives in it. There is a difference between having a political party that has conservatives in it than it being a conservative party. The Libertarian movement. Libertarian Party has liberals and conservatives in them, in it. To be perfectly honest with you, it is a left of center organization more than it is a party for liberty, like they claim. I considered becoming a libertarian, but there are so many within the Libertarian Party that are far worse than anything that I can find in the GOP that I've just grown frustrated. There, I said it. I've grown frustrated with not just the Libertarian Party. I've grown frustrated with the conservative movement. You may not like that I'm saying that I've grown frustrated with the conservative movement, but ladies and gentlemen, the conservative movement is not doing any of us any good when it can't reason properly. Seriously. There is no reasoning within the groups online that claim to be conservative. There are people in there that have an ability to intellectually reason, but they constantly get shouted at by people who think that it is better that we only function as emotional critters, that we only use our emotions instead of using our intellect to be conservative, to put into place conservative values in this government, we are not going to do this with emotion. Sorry, not going to happen. Populist movements are good, but how long did the benefits of having Donald Trump in office last? We have to do the things that will allow us to continue to have power. That is not by a populist movement. I am not saying that Donald Trump did bad in what he did. He figured out how to win an election. There are so many other Republicans that are unable to do that. Add on top of the fact of that we allow people like Mitt Romney to be in power. We allow Lindsey Graham to stay in power, which goes to prove that the Republican Party is not the party of conservatives, it's the party of the not Democrats. Seriously, South Carolina could elect a full-on conservative. They did. They have Tim Scott. They had, for decades, they had Strom Thurmond. But for some reason, they elected Lindsey Graham, and they've kept Lindsey Graham. Mitt Romney, I'm not even going to go there. He's a stuffed shirt. He's a Ken doll. He has very little to talk about, but he knows how to be a puppet, and he knows how to get on the camera. And most of the time, he gets on the camera by disagreeing with the Republican Party, well, the conservative side of the Republican Party. He doesn't want there to be a chance that he's not in power. And the only way that he is going to keep in power is by looking just conservative enough that some people that consider themselves Republican are going to vote for him. He needs to do that to stay in power, because he's already showing that liberals will vote for a Republican. He's got the middle of the road voters voting for him. He's got liberals voting for him because, hey, he's a good choice as an alternative to these conservatives, these people trying to take away these things from us that we fought so long to get. So, the liberals, when they know that they can't get their person in office, are going to vote for the Republican that they find to not be conservative. And you've got enough Republicans that are voting for him because, oh, look at what he's done in his life. Hey, the man's done some successful things. I will give him that. The man has done some things that, in all honesty, I think are good things. Not while in office. I honestly don't think that he's done anything in office that have been good for the American people. But he has done some good things. He helped a Olympics go from almost failing to being something that the people here in the United States could be proud of. Hey, I'll grant the man that what he did when he did that was pretty amazing. That was a good thing. This man sat there and worked with them and helped do something that was necessary. I'll give him credit for that. What else he's done, honestly not able to tell you. I don't like the man well enough to actually pay attention to him, because he isn't a serious individual. He's doing what he's doing so that his family can still say that, hey, we've remained in power. It's the truth. He's got a power base. He is able to stay, to keep that power base, not by actually doing anything, but by talking against all of those things that it means to be conservative, because he isn't conservative. He is not a Republican in name only. He is a Republican. He is the not conservative side of the Republican Party. He is one of the leaders of that side, just like Lindsey Graham is a power within the not conservative side of the Republican Party. Mitt Romney is also one of the powers within the not conservative side of the Republican Party. That's the truth. And because they get to be on the liberal media shows, that means that they get to have a bigger voice than many of the conservatives. So, you can sit there on the internet and scream and shout and call them rhinos. It doesn't do anything. Seriously, it doesn't do anything for anybody. All you're doing is just causing arguments. And your arguing is weakening your position. But hey, the powers that be in the Democrat Party are going to be very appreciative, and they're going to show those comments online. They are. They're going to use that as propaganda every time that we attack each other. They're going to show that online. They're going to go on their news programs, just like there have been folks that are on the right side of the political debate, use comments. Hey, we got that idea from the Democrats. It's an emotional-based way to do things. And every time that I go on MeWe or Facebook and hear these comments that are, oh, we need to do this, we need to do that, you've got to, I'm not even going to repeat them. If you are making violent suggestions, or you are making comments that somebody is subhuman. Yes, I have heard that, and it annoys me. All you're doing is playing into the hands of the Democrat Party. Sorry, not sorry. You are not doing any good for anybody except for the Democrat Party. You claim to be Republican, but your actions are saying, hey, the Democrat Party has got the control. If they didn't have the control, then you would not be making the comments that you are making, because you are making an emotional comment. You are making a comment that is making other people look at the conservative movement as something less than reasonable. You can disagree with me all you want, but that's the truth. You talk about these things that are violent, and all you are doing is allowing the Democrats a chance to copy your message and use it for political fodder. So if you are not a Democrat, don't make those comments. At no point do those comments help anybody. Well, except for the Democrats, like I said. Seriously. You constantly finding ways to attack people of the Republican Party, it doesn't help anything. To get certain things done in this country, we have to have people who are not conservative right now to vote for things. Because the truth of the matter is that we haven't represented ourselves all that well. It's the truth. I don't like saying it, but it's the truth. The Republican Party is at a point where we need to determine whether we're going to honestly be a choice for people, or if we're going to allow ourselves to be dictated to by the Democrat, by the way that the Democrats do things. And I hear you saying, but we don't do that. Yes, you do. I hate to tell you this, but yes, you do. Every time you do something in an emotional manner, you're reacting the same way that a Democrat reacts. You're reacting in the way that the Democrat Party wants, not just their party, they want us to react. And it does nobody any good. It doesn't allow other viewpoints to be heard, because it causes them to want to, it causes them to have fuel to allow us to be censored. So, number one, quit reacting in an emotional way. It's not helping anybody. It really isn't. All it's doing is causing problems. Quit thinking. And the other thing that conservatives need to quit doing is quit considering the Republican Party as a conservative party. The Republican Party is not a conservative party. It really isn't. It's gotten to the point where people just don't seem to understand that the Republican Party is the not Democrat Party. I'm going to keep repeating that. I'm going to keep saying that because other people don't seem to get that. The Republican Party is the party of those who don't want to be Democrat but still want to have their vote count. Because the Libertarian Party, which claims to be for liberty, keeps proving that they are unable to do anything that isn't Democrat themselves. Are there people in the Libertarian Party who are somewhat conservative? Yes. But they are strangled out by those folks in their party that are not Democrat. They don't want to be part of the Democrat Party, but they aren't conservative. And so they get a lot of power because their side is able to get on mainstream media. And yes, getting on mainstream media is how your voice is heard, unfortunately. Because, hey, that's another thing that we keep doing. We don't follow conservative news. And hey, the conservative, so-called conservative news keeps getting taken over by folks who aren't espousing conservative ideas. Instead, what they're espousing is, hey, greed is good ideas. Yes, there is a difference between being capitalistic and greed is good. Capitalism is not all about greed. Matter of fact, it's not about greed. One of the primary things that you should do when you are starting a business is making prices that are able to be afforded by your customer and not take all of the money that they have. You can like it, you can lump it, but that's the truth. You should not continuously, if you are in business, be trying to take all the money of your. Now, should you make a little bit of a profit? Sure. That makes sense. You've got to be able to live, even though the liberals don't seem to understand that about business. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that you should sit there and try to destroy people's lives by you having a profit. That's God honest truth. Greed is not actually that good. All greed does is make you look bad, even though, hey, I've got money, so I must not be doing all that bad. Who cares? Just because you want to take everybody's money all the time, it doesn't help anything. We have so much inflation, and it's not because of just businesses, but unfortunately, businesses are part of the cause of this issue. We are at a point where we have to make some tough decisions. And you sitting there talking about, oh, we need to be violent. Okay. You just saw what happened with the gang, or you've been seeing, you didn't just see, you've been seeing what is happening to those folks that were led like sheep by the FBI into the Capitol building. And that's what happened. These folks were led like sheep into the Capitol building so that they could be used as an example of what the conservative and the MAGA movement are. Now, mind you, I don't believe that the MAGA movement, which is a populist movement, is all that conservative. Does it have some conservative values? Yes. It has many conservative values. But as a whole, populist movements rely on people's emotions, not on their intellect. The only way that you can fuel a cult of personality, whether you like it or lump it, I don't care, but the Trump movement is a cult of personality, which makes it fall under the populist way of doing things. And it doesn't do any good for anybody if you continuously allow that as your standard of how you want to do things, because you are using your emotions and you are going to do things that are going to get you on the news, and not for, in a good way. You're going to be used as poster children in the news as to why conservatives are bad. Conservatives aren't bad. The problem is that we have allowed those folks who should not have a say in anything to have a voice, which is shutting down the ability of those that need a voice to not have a voice. And it is hurting everybody. There are people that are hurting in this world right now. And the reason that they are hurting is because liberal policies have destroyed their ability to have a pretty good life. The reason why it destroys it is because the modern liberal movement consistently causes inflation. Why? Because the modern liberal movement is taking a handbook from Marx, Mao, Lenin, all of those folks. The liberal movement, other than for lip service, no longer uses people like Thomas Jefferson as the people that you should listen to. The reason they do that is because they want you associating them with Thomas Jefferson. They want you associating them with some of our founding fathers. But what they actually are wanting is for you to live in a world in which you have little freedom. Yes, the liberal movement is about you not having freedom. The liberal movement is about taking away your freedom and giving that power to other people. That is the modern liberal movement. They think that other people can rule this world better, and that you should be nothing in the world but a serf. You can be used as a way to give them money, but you should not be listened to. Seriously, you think I'm joking with you, but I'm not. So, if you are reacting in an emotional way, you're giving these people power, because you are not reacting in a manner that uses your intelligence. If you want to be heard, you have to stop allowing the people who are going to cause your emotions to go on overdrive to have the say in your life. Use a reasoned approach. Seriously, use a reasoned approach in everything that you do. Yes, it sounds cool for you to talk about doing these violent things to these people, but it doesn't work. All it does is feed them. We have many examples, ladies and gentlemen, of how reason works. Think I'm joking with you. Benjamin Franklin, one of the smartest individuals. Okay, yeah, there were times that he was a little bit of a womanizer. Okay, he was a lot of bit of a womanizer, but he still used reason for his arguments. He still worked by using his brain, and he understood how to work each one of the areas that needed to be worked because he sat there and used his brains in dealing with each area. When he needed to be a militia leader, he was able to be a colonel of the militia for Pennsylvania. When he needed to be a diplomat, he used his cold, calculating reason to figure out what it would take to get other nations to listen to the United States. Seriously, he did. And you constantly using your emotions shows that you aren't on his level. Now, you're not going to be able to be on his level all the time. I'm not going to be able to be on his level all the time. I'm well aware of this. I am well aware of the fact that I am not a Lincoln, that I am not a James Madison, that I am not Patrick Henry. Now, personally, Patrick Henry is more to my liking, but we aren't going to allow, we aren't going to have people that are able to be these things if we constantly use the tactics of the liberals. Whether you like it or not, you're helping them in your reactions to things. And constantly coming up with violent solutions, constantly shouting down people that are in the Republican Party, even if they're not conservative. I am not saying that they are conservative, but they are our allies right now. They are the only allies that we have. And if you are constantly shouting them down, now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that Mitt Romney needs to be a bulwark that he is. He should not be the one that is being allowed to have so much say. But the only way that we are going to remove his power is by allowing ourselves to have a better voice. So, if you are listening to me, if you have listened to me all the way through, if you are not completely angry at me, here's what you need to do. You need to first not allow yourselves to be drawn into emotional debates. It doesn't do you any good, and to be perfectly honest with you, most of these emotional debates are not something that we should be getting into. Don't think that getting issues put on the state side over, oh, it needs to be, you're not doing yourself, you're not doing anybody any good by getting into these debates. You're not. Quit getting into the debates. The only debates that you should be getting into is how small government should be and how to go about getting it there. by allowing ourselves a chance, by allowing ourselves to have a chance to gain power, what we are going to do is have a chance to see what it takes to stay in power. You are not going to stay in power by constantly attacking people. You are not going to stay in power if we are not showing how a conservative approach is a better approach. That's what you have to do. You have to show that the conservative approach is the better approach. So that means that you have to put into place, while you hold power, those things that are going to stand the test of time. We have to have media that is not propaganda. We need actual media. And we need to use that media to our advantage. Fox News. I'm not even sure what to consider Fox News most of the time. I'm glad that they attempt to show all sides. I've stopped listening because I write my own articles and I research so much of my own articles. Perhaps I should listen a little bit more to what the different news sources are saying. But I don't want to most of the time because they don't sit there and do any good for anybody. They sit there and cause more problems than they are worth. Because they react in an emotional way. So, that is my topic for today. I'm looking at the time and I am going to I am going to leave you with these thoughts for the day. Now, you can disagree with me, you can agree with me, whatever. I am saying what I am saying so that you will understand why the conservative movement is not being taken seriously. And this is the reason why. So, if you liked what I had to say, like, subscribe, comment. Get the YouTube manner. Like, subscribe, comment. If you want to learn a little bit more about what our founding fathers had to say, we have the Founding Freedoms. I have the Founding Freedoms Primer. In the link to this video, I will be having, there will be a link to it. It is free, but it has the ability for you to donate. It is a compilation. It is not my words. It is the words of William Blackstone, who was still the most read legal mind of all time. It has Patrick Henry's words. It has James Madison's words, Thomas Jefferson's words, Benjamin Franklin's words. In other words, I went through and found those topics that I believed that you would be interested in, all dealing with the Bill of Rights. So if you want to know what our founding fathers had to say, and they didn't always agree. They did not always agree. If you want to know what our founding fathers had to say about the Bill of Rights, I've got it for you. So, on Rumble, on YouTube, I am Red Thinker. I'm Redneck Thinker. I don't know why I said Red Thinker. I am Redneck Thinker. I am Redneck Thinker on Reddit. On Twitter, I am Redneck Thinker. I am on, if you want to find me on Facebook, I am The Ramblings of Paul Shannon. That is my name, Paul Shannon. The Ramblings of Paul Shannon, The Writings of Paul Shannon on MeWe. I'm on Podbean. Now I have to look it up because I had that window open originally so I could tell you where to go. And okay, I'm Redneck Thinker on Podbean. So you have all these choices as to where to find me. All my writings, all of that is there. So, ladies and gentlemen, I bid you a good day. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I'm out.